Joshua chapter 5. When all the Amorite kings who were on the west side of the Jordan River and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the Mediterranean Sea heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan River before the Israelites while they crossed over, their hearts melted and they lost their courage because of the Israelites. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeat Haaralot, the hill of the foreskins. This is why Joshua had to circumcise them. All the men who came out of Egypt, all the men old enough for war, died in the wilderness on the journey after they came out of Egypt. For all the men who left were circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness on the journey after they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the Israelites traveled for 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, those old enough for war, who had come out of Egypt had died, because they refused to obey the voice of the Lord. For the Lord had sworn that he would not let them see the land he promised to their forefathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So it was their children, whom he raised up to replace them, that Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised along the way. When they completed the circumcising of the whole nation, they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you." That is why the name of the place is called Gilgal, that is to roll, to this day. While the Israelites camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they kept the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month. They ate the produce of the land on the next day after Passover, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped on the day they ate the produce of the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but they ate the crops of Canaan that year. When Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with his drawn sword in his hand. Joshua approached him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" He replied, "Neither, but I have come as the commander of the army of the Lord." Then Joshua fell with his face to the ground, worshipped, and said to him, "What does my Lord want to say to his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take your sandals off your feet, for the place you are standing is holy." So Joshua did it.